Here we go with another great episode.
Okay, stand by the studio. 3, 2, 1, roll titles. Thank you.
Hello and welcome to the Showbiz Report with your host, Mr. Showbiz, Robert Evans.
Please welcome my very special guest to the show, the lovely Miss April Brooker. How are you?
Good. I am fantastic. How are you?
I'm absolutely superb. Thank you for joining us here on the show. When did you start doing ventriloquism?
Let's see. I started doing ventriloquism when I was 13 years old. That's right, 13. And I grew up without cable because I was cool. And my parents said, if you live in this house, you're a thinker. Okay. And I was only allowed to watch TV on weekends, and I had 3 channels, and one of them was PBS. So I actually saw a lot of British programming. I grew up on Sharp's Rifles. Okay. I knew Sean Bean before he was anybody, but anyway, moving right along. I was, my brother played American football. And in order to get the sports channel, you had to get cable. And my dad bent and finally got cable. So 40 channels meant 40 times more commercials. So after one of my brother's American football games, it's not football like you guys call football, yeah. American football, you know, we're changing the channels because my dad, like I said, hated commercials. And an Edgar Bergen TV special is on A&E, which I don't know if you guys get A&E in England, but anyway, long story short, my family members are trying to talk like the ventriloquist, and I have my great-grandmother's Irish, sideways Irish smile. I was the only one that could do it, and so that Christmas, my mother got me a Groucho Marx puppet under the tree.
Wow, wow. So who'd you say your idols are?
Come again?
Who'd you say your idols are? Who do you idolize?
Oh, my idols. I'd have to say that I idolize Edgar Bergen, Sherry Lewis, definitely. Steve Hewitt, who's on your side of the pond. I love Steve. I loved that appearance he did on America. Actually, it's Britain's Got Talent. Yeah. America's Got Talent. Same producers. And I also, believe it or not, love Jeff Dunham. I love the late Otto Peterson. And I love anybody that picks up a puppet. And of course, wow. Me.
Yeah, I love those as well, actually. I mean, I think, yeah, Jeff Dunham, yeah, I love him, and Peanut, and I love that character. I absolutely love the character. Jeff Farr, Dunham, Dunham, you know, so I love that sort of stuff. Now, reading your article from the Daily Mail, and it says you had a pinup calendar.
Yes, I have a pinup calendar, yep, and the article on the Daily Mail is actually, it was one of those things where I had no idea it was initially going to go viral the way it was. It went from England to Iceland to Italy, then from Russia to China to India, then from to Australia to Indonesia to Singapore, then from Nigeria to Ghana to Kenya, then from Colombia to Brazil to Guatemala. That's right. I'm a celebrity in Guatemala. Wow. The headline is follows. Ventriloquist who splashes out 20 grand a year on her puppets that even have their own bedroom dumps her fiance after he says it's them or me. So folks, I thought I found my Mr. Right. Boy, was I wrong. So I'm not looking for Mr. Right. I'm just desperately seeking Mr. Okay. And the pinup calendar, and also I'm on playboy.com, is a way to possibly meet Mr. Okay.
Yeah. it's one way. Yeah. So who or what inspires your characters?
The people I meet, like Robert Evans. You might inspire one. And the circumstances, the like the places that I've been, all sorts of things. And hello, isn't this a trumpet? Can I have you with my team? May Wilson, everybody. May is one of my most visible characters, and May was inspired by a mean girl in high school. Yeah, she totally made fun of April every day and used to sing, April's got no friends, April's got no friends. And also a girl that was a friend of mine that was a cheerleader, but she was really cool. And she drove a red convertible, and her name was Erin. And she used to say, Era, Era, when she saw everybody. And her dream in life was to marry a rich doctor. So my dream in life is to marry Robert Evans. May. Robert might have a wife. Robert, are you rich?
I wish.
You wish? You know, this conversation is still over. The guy, May Wilson, come on, May. Just sorry about that, Robert.
Yeah,
I
don't
apologize.
Worry about it. But have you got any advice people want to start doing ventriloquism?
Yes, as a matter of fact, the advice that I have is in my book, Don't Read My Lips. You can see it on Amazon, as a matter of fact. It's everything that I've learned in all my years of doing ventriloquism, because I've done ventriloquism on television, I've done it on stage, I've done it on comedy clubs, I've done it in reviews. So Don't Read My Lips on Amazon. I have all my secrets. And you should totally get it because I'm on the front cover. I wrote it. No, I wrote it. Gotcha. So anyway, it's all my secrets. But also the advice that I would have is practice, practice, practice. And what advice do you have, May? My advice is to find a good-looking friend like moi. That way you don't have to do any of the work.
And have you got any funny stories about your residency in Las Vegas?
Yes, actually, May and I have one. We were doing a show. We have two. And we were doing a show. And so May and I are roommates. And then on Craigslist, where all the good things happen. So we were telling this joke. And all of a sudden, this woman stands up and goes, "The Craigslist killer killed my family." And I go, "You know what? Shut up." And I go, and she goes, "The Craigslist killer killed my family." And she keeps going, and the ushers are trying to calm her down. And finally, I said, "Well, it looks like the Craigslist killer missed one." And the audience starts round applauding. And she dragged out of the room. And so they say, so she goes to the usher, and she says, "I want my money back." And the usher goes, "Why?" She goes, "The drinks were lousy, and I didn't like the show." And the usher goes, "Why didn't you like the show?" And she goes, "The Craigslist killer killed my family, and the puppet was disrespectful." And so the usher goes, "Ma'am, you got into a fight with a puppet? That's why you want your money back?" And that actually went to the log book of the theater. And I said, "He's the dummy now." So that's one. And then the second one was, this guy was extremely drunk, okay? And he was just being disruptive. So anyway, what did he say, May? He just announced out of nowhere that he lost his virginity to his fifth grade teacher. Yeah, his fifth grade teacher, or year five, as you guys would say. Well, anyway, I guess everybody's different. I don't know. So anyway, so he's just being really obnoxious during our set. We just keep going. But he's starting to like May. And so during the set, we start singing Mr. Sandman. And so I finish with, "Mr. Sandman, bring me a dream." And so we're bowing, and out of nowhere, he stands up and screams, "The puppet sings!" So then he passes out, and they have to drag him out of the room. Like, it takes two people to drag him out. And he wakes up in the lobby and can't remember where he is, but there's a merch table, and he buys one of our t-shirts. So he's falling asleep. So he's passed out in the lobby with her t-shirt on. And I said, "Wow, talk about great product placement."
How many characters, or as you call them, puppet children, do you actually have?
I have 38 characters. And I got to go meet my sugar daddy. But Robert, here's a kiss. Because I love you. I have 38 characters. They're all very different, and you can see them all. not only on my videos on YouTube, but also on my new show, April in Vegas. And it's streaming now on YouTube, and it's also streaming on Joint TV, where I interview people like you. I'm not quite as good as you, but maybe someday I'll get to be Robert Evans. And I have a segment called Dummies on the Street, and they ask the hard questions. So I have, so each of them gets to make a debut. And so you met Mae Wilson, my Valley girl and roommate. I have both the presidents. I have Ruby Chapeau. I have a fortune teller. I have a gangster. I have devil. You know, I have everybody. And I have clean up on aisle five. Clean up on aisle five. Wayne Newton, ladies and gentlemen. You look like somebody famous, but you're not. Well, I'm Mr. Las Vegas's second cousin, twice removed. Twice removed? Yes, I've been removed once by casino security and once by the Clark County Department of Hell. And so you're not Mr. Las Vegas. No, little lady. I'm Mr. Almost Las Vegas. Almost Las Vegas. Thank you very much. So where can people see you perform? Well, they can see me at the Kroger supermarket slot parlor. That's right. They have lounge singers and slot parlors in the supermarkets in Las Vegas, Robert.
Wow.
And they have entertainment. Like I say, let us entertain you. Oh, okay. But he just asked how many puppets I had. Don't overwhelm the man. Technically, little darling, you're overwhelming the man. Okay, this is what I got to deal with, Robert. I'm so sorry
Yeah.
about that.
I
Half
know you
on
feel.
tortilla chips, half on tortilla chips. Sorry to be rude, I'm still on the clock. As they say, don't give up your day job in the business, right? Yes.
Oh, this is fascinating. I mean, because I've got a couple of pups myself, and yeah, a couple of them squeak, we believe. I do have puppets that actually squeak. They've got a squeaker in their mouth, so that's different.
Yeah, that's kind of different. You know, they say that I'm different. Yes, I'm different. I don't got any squeaky in my mouth. I'm di Okay, Dwayne, no need. He sings a song about everything. That's his thing. He's hoping to find that hit.
He hasn't found it yet, though, has he? Let's be honest.
Yeah, you haven't had it yet, Dwayne. Well, I can't close at ShopRite. You can't close at ShopRite. What happened? They put me on artistic probation. They put you on artistic probation. What happened? Well, I had an original song. An original song. And what was the original song? I fell in love with a sheep named Wanda. And everyone said, why did it have to be the sheriff's girl?
Oh dear.
He's not the Beatles. What can I say? He's not the
Yeah.
Beatles, not Tom Jones. We have a long way to go across the we have a long way to go across the ocean.
You've also been in My Strange Addiction, haven't you? Was this for the puppets, or what was it for?
Was engaged to a guy on the third date.
Mm-hmm.
I told her not to do it. You weren't even around yet. This is what I got to deal with. And it was, I thought it was love. I was young, stupid, thought I'd never have a boyfriend. And he made me choose between him and the puppets, you know, because of course I didn't see red flags, right? When
Yeah.
somebody proposes to you on the third date, it's not a good thing, just so you know. No man is that romantic, right, Robert? Well, anyway, I gotta get back to work. Thank you. Nice to meet you, Robert. Wayne Newton, everybody. But yeah, I was on My Strange Addiction. And so anyway, long story short, it was the third date he proposed. It wasn't, you know, it was a bad relationship from there, who would have thought? And he made me choose between him and the puppets. So anyway, long story short, I was really unhappy for almost a year. The relationship just got worse. And so I got really depressed and started to work with my puppets. And I decided to leave him, and he told me that when I left him, I never amount to anything. I was stupid. I was a loser. And so I decided to spend every moment that God sent to be the best ventriloquist that I could be. And that's what I did. And so I started to support myself by delivering Satan telegrams. And I started to street perform. I performed in Brooklyn. I performed in the comedy clubs for about a year. And somebody saw Mae Wilson and I performing in Brooklyn, and Mae is going to help me tell this story. And it was a nice looking guy. He didn't look as good as you, Robert, but he was really good looking, and he had a camera. And he said, "Can I take your picture?" And I said, "Sure." And he said, "Put it go drunk in." And I said, "Oh no." Yeah. So anyway, he took our photo. So I started to talk to him, and I thought that maybe he would be a possible boyfriend because he was nice looking. And he said, and I told him about, you know, losing my fiance to, you know, the puppets. And what did he say? He said he had a girlfriend. And I said, "Hey, girl, don't let that stop you." I let it stop me because I have morals.
Yeah.
And so he took my photo, and that was all she wrote. A year later, we get a call. And it's from a show called My Strange Addiction. And the casting assistant said, "Hey, is it true you left your fiance for your puppets?" I said, "Yes, he was a complete loser. It's true." Okay, May, you don't have to get all bent out of shape. Girl, kept me under the bed for about a year, okay? And I was collecting dust. I can get bent out of shape all I want, okay, April? Okay. Anyway, long story short, she said the casting associate's girlfriend, you know, the casting associate's boyfriend took your picture last year. And I was like, whoa. And so they sent me a webcam. And the next thing I know, I'm on TLC with these guys. And everybody said that Mae Wilson is a star.
Finally, have you got any plans for the future? Sort of coming over to England to do a couple of tours over here or something, or?
Yes, as a matter of fact, we would love to perform in the United Kingdom. If anybody would like to bring us over, agents, managers, producers, we'll be here. And I'll be sure to make tea time very entertaining. Yeah, we would love to come and perform, absolutely. As a matter of fact, that's always been on the bucket list of mine. I've always been a fan of British comedy. I love Mr. Bean, love Blackadder. Hugh Laurie is a world treasure. He was the best Prince George. So we would absolutely love to come to England.
We'd love to see you over here. I must admit, we would love to see you over here.
Thank you. Thank you.
Well, what more can I say, really? I mean, you've just blown me away. You really have. But if you want to come on the show any other time, just let me know and I'll get things sorted out for you.
Absolutely. We would love to. We'd love to.
Thank you very much for your time, Miss April Brooker.
Thank you.
Very
and
much.
What do you want to say, May? And she would say in England, cheerio.
This has been The Showbiz Report. We'd like to thank our guests and thank you for listening. See you next time. Bye now.
This show has been a Team Showbiz production.
Please do like and subscribe.
This show has been a Team Showbiz production.